Chapter 4. The Atmosphere We Carry. Before a single word is spoken, something has already entered the room. We've all experienced it. A meeting begins, and tension is already sitting at the table. A family gathers, and laughter seems to arrive before anyone does. You visit someone's home for the first time, and within moments, you feel strangely at ease, or strangely guarded. Nothing has been explained, yet something has already been communicated. Perhaps every person carries an atmosphere. Atmospheres are difficult to describe. You cannot hold one in your hands. You cannot weigh it. There is no instrument that measures peace, no scale that quantifies kindness, no photograph that captures trust. Yet, we know when they are present, just as surely as we know when they are absent. Think about the people who have shaped your life. Perhaps you remember very little of what they said, but you remember how you felt when you were with them, safe, curious, accepted, seen, or perhaps afraid, small, never quite enough. Long after conversations fade, atmosphere remains. 1. Hospice has taught me that people rarely remember perfect sentences. People remember presence. Families have often said to me, "I don't remember exactly what you said that day." Then they pause. "But I remember how peaceful the room felt." That has always humbled me, because I know the peace wasn't something I manufactured. It was something I had first received. Perhaps peace is less something we produce than something we learn to carry. There is an old saying that we become what we repeatedly behold. I have wondered if the same is true of atmosphere. Whatever we continually live near eventually begins living within us. Stay near criticism long enough, and criticism begins sounding like your own thoughts. Remain in fear, and the imagination slowly forgets how to hope. Live in competition, and every relationship quietly becomes a comparison. But remain near genuine love. Remain near mercy. Remain near joy. And something equally mysterious begins happening. The heart starts speaking a different language. This may explain something I have noticed throughout my life. 2. The wisest people I have known seldom worked hard to appear wise. The kindest people rarely announced their kindness. The most peaceful people never seemed preoccupied with being peaceful. They simply lived from somewhere deeper. Fruit never strains to convince anyone that it belongs to the tree. It simply reveals the life of the tree. Perhaps the atmosphere we carry reveals the life we have been living within. When I was younger, I believed maturity meant having better answers. Today, I am less certain. I think maturity may be measured by something quieter. Can another person breathe more freely because they have been with me? Do people leave my presence carrying more hope than when they arrived? Have I become someone who enlarges another person's soul? Or someone who unknowingly asks them to become smaller? Those questions have become more important to me than winning arguments. There is a remarkable detail hidden throughout the Gospels. People were not only drawn to what Jesus taught, they were drawn to Him. Children were unafraid to come near Him. Those burdened by shame found themselves lingering in His company. The weary somehow rested before they understood everything He was saying. 3. It makes me wonder if the first sermon Jesus ever preached was not spoken from a hillside. Perhaps it was preached through the atmosphere He carried. Before He explained the kingdom, people experienced it. What if this is the quiet invitation waiting beneath Acts 4? The religious leaders did not say, "These men have mastered His theology." They said, "These men have been with Jesus." Something familiar had entered the room. Not a doctrine. Not a technique. An atmosphere, courage, peace, freedom, love without anxiety. It was recognizable because they had seen it before. Maybe this is how the kingdom continues to arrive. Not first through louder voices, but through quieter lives. Not through people trying to appear extraordinary, but through ordinary people whose lives have become hospitable to love. The world is not starving only for information. It is aching for an atmosphere where hearts can unfold without fear. Perhaps that is the fragrance of Christ Paul later described, not perfume to be admired from a distance, but the quiet evidence that someone has spent time where love dwells. Sit with this. Think about the people who feel safest to you. Don't ask what they know, ask what they carry. Then ask yourself a gentler question. What atmosphere do I leave behind when I walk out of a room? Not to judge yourself, simply to notice. Because whatever fills the heart has a way of filling the room.